and home lies. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. So we continue this week with the next part of Jesus' first sermon in Matthew. It's often called the Sermon on the Mount. Last week we had the preamble that kind of sets the tone for this whole sermon, a reframing of what makes people honored in the eyes of God and humans, what most folks call the Beatitudes. Remember those? Honored are the hopeless poor. The doormats for others, those who hunger and thirst for justice and vindication. Honored are those who help the former, who are merciful, who are shalom makers, peace makers in the world, who persist in following God in thought and action even when others resist. And then the turn, remember that from Jesus talking about the them, to suddenly speaking to us, to you. Now, something to note here is that every time Jesus says you in this text, it is plural. Now, you'd hear this if we were speaking the actual Greek, but unless you're down south, y'all, we don't hear it. And so we tend to imagine Jesus is talking to me as an individual, but Jesus is addressing the gathering of disciples, the whole community. And that's important for what is to come. Jesus is talking to us as an entity that is the community. Honored are y'all, Jesus says, when people revile and persecute y'all. Utter all kinds of evil things about y'all because y'all are following me into the reign of heaven in thought and action. And then this week, Jesus continues that thought in his sermon. It picks up right after our text stops last week. Y'all are the salt of the earth. Y'all are the light of the world. Now, in our worship on Wednesday, we talked about salt. And we agreed that salt has many uses. It makes fries taste great. Anybody agree with that statement? Amen and amen. It brings out the best flavor in many foods, doesn't it? It was used in the ancient world as a preservative, keeping meat and other foodstuffs from spoiling, which made it valuable. Valuable enough to be used as money. The Latin word for salt is the root word for what we get the word salary from. Salt was that valuable. And while it stings like the Dickens, it can help heal wounds and keep them free from infection. Raise your hand if you've ever treated a sore throat by gargling with salt water. Yeah, that dates some of us, doesn't it? Here in the Midwest, it keeps our travel in winter safer by melting ice. And here in our town of Ely, it softens our water. Salt makes the things it is used on be an even better version of themselves. It preserves, it heals, it keeps from decay, it keeps us safe, it makes our lives better. And while every grain of salt is important, and while it is good that you yourselves as individuals are grains of salt, it does its best work together, doesn't it? One grain won't salt those fries, but a whole bunch will. Right? One grain of salt won't melt all that ice, but a bunch will. When y'all, as the community that is St. John, act together to be salt to those around us, they will be better versions of themselves. We will bring them healing, preserve them, make their lives better and safer. Y'all are the salt. Y'all are the light in the world. Now, we talked about light on Wednesday as well. Light helps us to see so that we can get things done. It can warm us. It can brighten our mood on long, dreary winter days. Yeah. It can be a beacon to call us to safety at night, to invite us into a warm place for a hot meal. It can help to disinfect items. It provides vitamin D for our bodies. Y'all be that, Jesus says. Now, this one's a little more interesting if you think about it, because we know Jesus says in John, and we sing it in our Advent worship, that he is the light of the world. And the response is, the light no darkness can. Sing it. You guys know this. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. You've got it. If Jesus is the light, how can we be the light? And so I wonder if it's not so much that we are the light, but it's more about how the light shines. Someone once said that the moon is the promise that the sun will shine tomorrow. Why? All right, to my younger children of God in the room, does the moon produce its own light? Does it? Does the moon produce its own light? No, he says. What? But we see it, right? Last night, it was shining. Why does it shine?
Because the sun reflects off the moon.
Right, it reflects the light of the sun. So the moon is the promise the sun will shine tomorrow, because if the sun wasn't there, guess what? There would be no light on the moon. The lamp is not the light, but it's the means by which the light shines. And the purpose of the lamp is not to be put under cover. We talked about this too. You don't turn your flashlight on to hide it under the covers, except when you're reading past your bedtime, right? This is another folks who are of a certain age that may have happened to. That lamp can't be shy. Its purpose is to shine the light so that people can see, they can have warmth and comfort and hope, so that they can find safety, to bring them healing and health. Y'all be all those things, Jesus says, together. Now, we've celebrated, and we'll see some more reports here throughout the rest of our worship about the ways in which we have been salt and light in the world together over the last year. And I am deeply thankful for the faithfulness and partnership of this community in that ministry over the last almost 6 years now. Can you believe that? We have grown together. We have faced many challenges, especially over the last couple of years. And we're on the cusp of another period of living more fully into who God has called and equipped us to be. Now, I'd invite you to look at my pastor's report and read that. But you'll find towards the end that I have a number of challenges that I've placed before us for 2023. And I'll touch on two of those now. The first very much relates to our gospel text. I challenge us to grow as a community, to get to know each other better. Those individual grains that make up this community of salt that is St. John, the people who make up the y'all. We've spent the better part of 2 years mostly apart from each other, and there are new faces that have joined us over that time. We are a different community now than we were coming into 2020. And so I think one of the most important things for us to do is just to get to know one another again, to reconnect, so that we can better be the body of Christ, bringing out the best of ourselves for our own sake, the sake of those who make up the y'all of St. John, healing them, preserving them as they need it, but also so that we can do that for our community. Shining light to keep them warm and safe and hopeful. And so I challenge us to be intentional about doing that this year. Just getting to know one another better. I also challenge us to continue to deepen our faith. And for that, I kind of need to have you let me know what would be helpful in that. What can I do to help you in that? I saw a lot of good response to our Advent series. Remember that? That practice of just breathing, right? And releasing and receiving. Is that kind of a practice something that works best that you want to see more of? Are you interested in delving more into particulars of Scripture or of current events? What does your soul crave for? Let me know so that we can provide those resources, direct you in those things. And in the meantime, keep praying, breathing, and perhaps join some of us who are reading through the Bible in a year. Start now. It's okay. This is one of those things where we've got a goal, but if you don't reach the end point with us, that's fine. More than anything, what Jesus' comments today tell us is that no one individual embodies salt or light. It certainly ain't me. Rather, the full community is necessary to create anything that resembles the salt and light that Jesus is talking about in this text. And one thing to note here, Jesus says these two things in a way that indicates not a goal to be achieved, but an existing condition. It's not so much become salt, become light, it's more you're this. You all, y'all, are salt. Y'all are light. So just go and do that. Be what you already are. I talk with my confirmands often about this. And the way I tend to put it is, can an orange tree produce Snickers? Now, as much as we might wish that, and if so, we would be halfway to a salad, right? Just add some fluff. Can an orange tree produce Snickers? No. No, McCoy says. What does an orange tree produce? Why? That's just what it is, right? God made us that way, absolutely. And so, being salt, being light, being a beloved child of God with whom God is well pleased is as simple as being what we already are. And it's as difficult as that. Because sometimes we forget who we are. We get distracted by the shiny object. But together in community, we gather regularly around the Word of God that is read and proclaimed and sung, the meal, the bath. And we can grow more into the community that God calls us to be. Salt and light for the sake of the world. And I pray that in 2023, that might be so. Amen? Amen. Let us stand and sing our hymn of the day.